Giving a boost to your energy levels will help you get the most out of life, both at home and at work. Our energy levels dictate what we do and how well we do them. Expectation to deliver has never been higher, and yet they say 75% of the working population wakes up exhausted each morning. This podcast is designed to inform you about simple changes you can make to your lifestyle that will boost the one resource that makes everything happen, your energy. So let's get started. How can you boost your energy levels? Well, if you think about it, it's really simple. Think about an athlete. They have three areas that they focus on when they're preparing to physically perform at their best. They have to have the right diet to properly fuel their performance. They have to be fit for purpose. And they have to build in the right levels of rest and recovery into their training schedules so they can peak at the right time. Well, all human performance in all walks of life is exactly the same. Having the right energy levels to do what we want to do well involves thinking about the food we eat, getting the right amount of movement into our lives, and making sure we have enough sleep, rest, and recuperation. Making simple daily choices such as eating regularly, being more active, and sleeping properly will not only boost your energy, it'll rejuvenate your life. This podcast is going to take you through these three areas and provide lots of simple tips and advice as to how you can make simple changes to your lifestyle that will give a real boost to your energy levels. But before we do that, I'd like you to have a think about your own energy levels. What have they been like recently? First of all, let's look at activities that drain energy reserves. I'm just going to read through a list of common activities that tend to drain our energy reserves. As I go through the list, I want you to make a mental note as to whether or not each one applies to you. Here we go then. There are quite a few. Do you often have what we call a flatline day? This is where you work or live at the same pace or intensity all day, perhaps without any breaks either. Do you have a lot of high physical demands? Do you have lots of non-important tasks to do? Do you live a fast-paced life? Do you consider yourself overweight? Do you consider yourself as being in poor health? Remember, these are all things that drain your energy reserves. Let's continue. Financial insecurity, worry, anxiety or stress, poor nutrition, dehydration, a lack of sleep, a lack of good quality sleep or not much opportunity to relax. You consider yourself unfit and you believe you don't get enough exercise. You tend to be negative about things. You have poor relationships. And finally, you have a lack of what you would consider to be a good work-life balance. Now, all of these things, both individually and collectively, can eat away at your energy reserves without you realizing it. The end result is that you tend to feel fatigued a lot of the time. You easily get tired, or you just don't seem to have that get up and go that you used to have. Does this sound like you? So how can you take action? Well, most of us will probably know straight away whether or not we need to take action on our energy levels. If you think of your body as a machine that you inhabit, it's easy to visualize that to keep it well serviced and working properly, you need to eat the right food at the right times to make sure you've not only enough but the right quality of fuel to keep it going. You also need to be reasonably active, because we know that the fitter your machine is, the more efficiently and effectively it'll use its energy resources. And we'll need to look at how much rest and recovery time is needed so that your batteries can recharge properly. The first area we'll look at is eating for energy. Eating for energy is all about understanding when to eat and what to eat. The top tips are: eat within an hour of waking, eat every 2 to 3 hours, pick the right foods, and drink more water. Let's start with eat within an hour of waking. Now, studies show that people who eat breakfast report being in a better mood and having more energy throughout the day. The brain's fueled by oxygen and glucose. Glucose is the energy source the body gets from the carbohydrates we eat. Now, carbohydrates are foods like bread, cereals, potato, pasta, and rice. Carbohydrates are needed within 1 hour of waking to fuel the brain and the body. Remember, as you've been asleep for 6 to 8 hours, you've starved the body of any fuel, so it needs kick-starting first thing in the morning. If you deprive your brain of fuel first thing in the morning, the body has to work extra hard to break down any stored sources of fuel into a usable form for your brain to function. The longer you leave eating in the morning, the less fuel the brain has. Eat every 2 to 3 hours. Now, this might sound a lot, but it's not when you think about it. Not so long ago, when most of us were involved in manual labour, we used to eat 4 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, tea and supper. If you think about it, we were eating every 3 hours. This provided us with the energy to keep going through the day. The biggest meal was breakfast, followed by lunch. Tea was a snack, and then supper was a very light meal. The reason for this was that we needed the major part of our calorie intake at the beginning of the day and at midday. That gave us the energy we needed to sustain us through the hours we spent in manual labour. The body's needs are still the same today. Even though our lives are more sedentary now, we still need the majority of our daily energy requirements during the working day. Breakfast is still the most important meal, followed by lunch. Yet most of us tend to take the vast majority of our energy intake in a big meal in the evening. We've got it back to front. So we need to keep refueling throughout the day. It makes sense, doesn't it? Eat some carbohydrates in every meal. Don't skip meals and don't overeat. Many of us overeat, and that's a big cause of sluggishness. Keep portion sizes small and eat regularly. The next top tip was eat the right foods. Part of the trick in maintaining energy levels throughout the day is making sure you're eating the right foods. We talked earlier about eating carbohydrates so that we have the right supply of glucose. One of the tricks for eating for energy is to keep your blood glucose levels stable. But different foods, whilst providing us with glucose, can also influence how stable our blood glucose levels are. Have you heard of the glycemic index? Well, this describes the different effects that carbohydrates have on our blood sugar levels. High glycemic or high GI foods give us a large rush of glucose, but it doesn't last for long. Low GI foods give us a smaller intake of glucose than high GI foods, but it lasts for much longer. So low GI foods are best for energy because they provide us with longer and more stable levels of energy. If this is the case, then we should be eating low GI type foods at breakfast and lunch to provide us with stable energy levels until our next fuel stop in 3 hours' time. So what are low GI foods? Low GI foods you should be looking to eat at breakfast are muesli, porridge, natural yogurt and fresh fruit. High GI foods you should be looking to avoid at breakfast are croissants and pastries, white toast and jam, and a fried breakfast. One last word on the fuel you take in. You should be drinking more water, at least 6 to 8 glasses of water a day, unless you have a medical condition which advises against it. Inadequate hydration contributes significantly to lack of energy, and your brain will misinterpret this tiredness as a need to eat more food. Stress and office or shop air conditioning can affect our hydration requirements. We often blame a lack of food or sleep for our tiredness and reach for an instant sugar fix and energy boost. But drinking water is one of the best things you can do to maintain and boost energy levels. Water is essential for energy because it's needed to create the right environment in your body's cells for your metabolism to work effectively. And it's your metabolism that generates the right amount of energy. The second area I want to cover is movement for energy. Surely movement uses up our daily energy resources. So how can getting more active actually improve our energy levels? Well, simply put, the fitter you are, the more efficient your body becomes in using the energy resources it has available. In other words, it can deliver more energy from less resource and can perform better and for longer when the pressure's really on. To get fitter, you need to regularly exercise. One of the other benefits of exercising is its proven impact on our mood. Exercise triggers the release of chemicals called endorphins, which are mood enhancers. Being exposed to natural light when you're outdoors also stimulates the brain to produce a chemical called serotonin, which makes you feel good. So if you regularly exercise outdoors, you get a double whammy of endorphins and serotonin. One of the best forms of exercise to achieve this is brisk walking. Now, in terms of managing our daily energy levels, we also need to look at how we can keep moving during the day. Movement will naturally increase your blood circulation, which in turn will deliver more oxygen and nutrients to your body and brain. So if you sit down most of the day, or are standing still most of the day, then you should be moving your major muscle groups every 90 minutes. Even the slightest movement will help. So get up once in a while and go to the bathroom. visit a colleague, stretch, or even walk and talk. If you're feeling lethargic or having a bit of slump in energy, the best cure, and it's an instant cure, is to drink a glass of water and then go for a 5-minute walk, ideally outside. You'll be amazed at how this 5-minute break can invigorate you. Okay, the third and final part of the energy equation, if you remember, is rest and recovery. We need to look at rest and recovery in two ways. Firstly, the rhythm of your life in terms of how you pace your energy usage during each day. And secondly, the amount and quality of sleep you're getting. If you're a fan of Holby, Casualty or any other medical drama, you'll probably recognise the term flatlined, which describes somebody's heart rate pattern when they've died. Well, we also use the term a flatline day to describe a day when you're constantly operating at the same pace or intensity without any breaks. The term's used because you can't continue to operate like this day after day. If you do, you'll eventually drop with exhaustion. And prior to that, you'll find that your performance drops, your judgment isn't what it used to be, and you start to make lots of mistakes. The key to energy management is to live your life with a clear rhythm. Whether it's on a daily, weekly, or a monthly basis, your peaks of high energy, when you're working hard, need to be interspersed with troughs of recuperation. Recuperation troughs include breaks, relaxation, or slowing down the pace. These recuperation troughs help you to refuel and re-energise. Now, at times it seems that we're all leading busier and busier lives. Quite often we try to cope by getting up an hour earlier or going to bed an hour later. We can be overwhelmed with things to do, be tired and at times exhausted, yet one of our coping solutions is to have less sleep. Crazy, isn't it? Especially when we all know, deep down, that when we wake feeling refreshed after a great night's sleep, we feel so much more on top of things and get so much more done. So getting your sleep right is critical to improving your energy levels. Thank you for listening to this podcast and good luck with giving your energy levels a boost.